Penn regularly created photographs that spanned professional magazine work and personal projects. In 1950 and 1951, while on assignment for Vogue, he created a series of portraits in Paris, London, and New York, featuring workers with the tools of their trades. The series was Penn's take on a centuries-old printmaking tradition called petit métier, or small trades. In these, the laborers were often portrayed in their work environments, but Penn changed the convention. He photographed them instead, as he did all of his other subjects, in the same simple studio and against the same neutral backdrop.
There is no hierarchy in Penn's work between the worker on the street or the worker in the fashion genre or the worker who is a cultural figure such as Truman Capote.
In the bare-bones setting, Penn honors these figures as representatives of their trades, but also as individual personalities. By highlighting their tools and traditions, he draws attention to a fleeting quality. Penn was aware that many of the trades would soon be outmoded or updated. As he had in Peru, Penn paid his subjects for their time, and in some cases, for the extra effort required to haul their tools up the stairs to his top-floor studio. He photographed their equipment with the same attention to composition and lighting as he did a still life.
So the simple beauty of those tools is revealed. And what that allows us to do is pay more attention to what that work is. There is this simple respect for the everyday experience of the common man. It's throughout Penn's work, but it's particularly visible in the small trades pictures.
Tom Penn recalls how his parents described a typical day in the studio during that time.
The clothing would come from Vogue, and my mother would be dressing while he would be photographing a petit métier. And there were extraordinary days when not only artists would come to sit, but between the artist and the petit métier would be the fashion.
In between photographing this fishmonger and the writer T.S. Eliot, Penn and Lisa Fonsegrive made time to be married in a London registry office.